All right, it is a pleasure to be with the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Dennis Allen. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Grant. How are you?
I am doing super. Congratulations. Give me the emotions and the thoughts as that ball is on its way from the foot of Janikowski. Take me through that.
Well, it was a great feeling. I think it was a great feeling for all of us. The team, the whole organization. That was a big win for us, and to do it against a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, who we have a lot of respect for. They're very well coached. They play the game the right way, and so it was a big win for us.
Coach, I was very, very impressed with Carson Palmer, particularly in the second half, particularly with the third down conversions. And on top of that, you know, the injuries to the receivers in the fourth quarter, I thought he was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, he played the way that we knew that he was capable of playing. And really, you know, I think Carson's, through the first three games of the season, he's played extremely well. So, I wasn't surprised to see him operate the way that he did. He operated with a crispness, and he really executed the offense really well.
Good to see Darren McFadden break out and have that long touchdown run. Coach, maybe you can help me out with something. I get a lot of calls on my show about the zone blocking scheme that your team utilizes on offense. As a matter of fact, during the telecast yesterday, Dan Fouts was talking about it a couple of different times. I mean, what is it that you like? I know you're a defensive coach, but what are the nuances of that, and is it working as well as you had hoped?
Well, it creates a lot of stress on the defense. It's designed to get the defense to spread apart and then hit seams within the defense. And, what happens is, you'll have a few 2-, 3-, 4-yard runs, okay, but then as you keep going throughout the game, those 2-, 3-, and 4-yard runs, they become, 12, 13, 14, 20, 22, or even potentially, 60-yard runs when you got a guy like Darren McFadden. So, we've got a lot of confidence in this running scheme. I've seen this running scheme work. It's run by everybody in the National Football League in some form or fashion, and it's a tough running scheme to defend.
We're talking with Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, and of course we thank all the people that went to the Oakland Raiders Facebook page and they voted for the 1140 the fan play of the game, and it was the 64-yard touchdown run by Darren McFadden. We always hear about Coach, getting Darren McFadden in space, just give him a little bit of daylight, let him do the rest. That was a great example, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I thought the offensive line did a great job of sealing off the backside. Darren made a great cut and got downhill, and then it was really just him and the safety in open space. He was able to make him miss, and then it was a foot race between him and the corner, and Darren's going to win those most of the time.
Coach, you're going up against two passing teams now, both Denver and, after the bye week, Atlanta. You're going against Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan. And I want to ask you about the defense. You got the takeaways that you needed in the fourth quarter, but you can't count on that every game. You got the stop on the last Pittsburgh possession that you needed, which ended up becoming the game-winning field goal. But are you concerned about, number one, the lack of pass rush, and number two, the lack of stops in terms of defending the pass that we saw yesterday?
Yeah, well, obviously the area that we've got to improve the most in is we've got to improve our third down defense. We've got to improve our third down defense. It wasn't good enough, and we weren't able to get off the field. And so, therefore, we played a lot more plays. The time of possession got out, in Pittsburgh's favor. So that's going to be a point of emphasis for us to improve on our third down defense so that we can get off the field and we can get over and get some rest. So that we do have the energy to rush and get after the passer and have the energy to cover that we need.
Now, Coach, we asked the fans to follow the Raiders on Twitter, and we've gotten a lot of questions. And this question kind of falls in the line of what you were just talking about, but it's a little bit more specific, and it comes from @Oakland627. And Eric wanted to know, Coach, he goes, can you ask Coach Allen what he thinks of the lack of a consistent pass rush from the defensive line?
Well, like I said, I mean, I think that's something that we got to continue to work on and continue to address. Pittsburgh had a lot of max protection schemes where we had four guys rushing against their six or seven protectors at a time, and obviously Ben does a great job of having a good feel in the pocket and being able to slide away from the rush. But everything you do in the National Football League, as far as defense is concerned, if you want to be a good defense, you got to be able to affect the quarterback. And we do need to do a better job of affecting the quarterback.
Coach Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, right here on The Fan. Coach, did you learn anything about your football team yesterday that you didn't know before the game started?
Well, I think the thing that I was most pleased about our team is that we had the mental toughness to stay in there and fight and keep swinging until the very end of the game. And there was no give up at all in that football team yesterday. And they came out and competed for 60 minutes. We knew it was going to take that to win the game, and that's exactly what we did.
Coach, I know you know this, but I got to tell you, in watching the game, the Raider Nation, the scene there at the Coliseum, the noise, the crowd, I mean, that was unbelievable yesterday. I mean, I know you got the headsets on and you're coaching the game and your mind's on the game, but you even had to understand the emotion in that stadium yesterday was top shelf.
No, it was a great crowd. They were excited. They were passionate about the team. They stuck behind us the whole time, the whole game, and they were there for us at the end of the game when we really needed it. We had to rise up, make a stop defensively, and then get a two-minute score on offense to win the game. So they're obviously a big part of what we do, and they're one of the big reasons why we're able to do this.
Talk about the last play, setting up Janikowski on the left hash and right where the infield meets the grass there and what Seabass likes to do and not. I mean, you were on a tricky part of the field. So can you talk about exactly putting that ball where it needed to be for Seabass there to kick the game-winning field goal?
We ran the previous play. Was a running play to our offensive left, and we were trying to get it on that hash so that we could spot the ball on the grass where he could kick off the grass and not have to kick off the dirt. And we didn't quite get it over far enough on the run play, so we wanted to go ahead and what we call center the ball, and that's what we did. We got it over there on the grass so that when he was kicking, his plant foot as well as the ball were both on the grass when he kicked it. And, He's an outstanding kicker, and he can kick it from anywhere, but we just felt like putting it on the grass would make him a little more comfortable.
All right, Coach, talk to me about going back to Denver. Is this going to be an emotional week? I mean, what's this week going to be for you, taking your team back to where you coached last year?
Well, you know, hey, listen, you know, I got a lot of friends that are still there in Denver. Spent a year there. It's great, you know, good group of guys as far as players are concerned. Great group of coaches. But it's a business trip, just like any other business trip. And we've got to prepare this week to play the Denver Broncos, and we can't get caught up on any of the other external factors that go into the game. That's for everybody else to talk about. What we're going to talk about is taking our team, the Oakland Raiders, to go play against the Denver Broncos.
With that said, though, I mean, if anybody knows the Denver defense better than you, it would only be the current coaching staff there with what they're having to work this year. But, I mean, it has to help you game plan for this team, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously I got a feel for the players, on the team and the things that they do well and things they might not do as well at. But it's a different scheme. They're asking them to do some different things than what we asked them to do last year. So, we'll have to look at the tape and we'll have to game plan them and, you know, see what we can come up with and how we can, you know, try to attack their weaknesses.
Let's talk about Darius Heyward Bey. I guess the good news is your football team expects him to make a full recovery. Obviously scary whenever somebody's down on the field for that long.
Yeah, it was a scary situation. This game that we play is a physical, tough game, and sometimes those things happen. But we're extremely happy that Darius is okay. He's going to make a full recovery, and we're looking forward to getting him back.
You know, there's been a lot of talk since the game ended, both on the national sports shows, via Twitter and everything. And Larry Foote was seen after the game yelling at the officials for what they thought was a chop block on the last play. Mike Pereira, who's going to be coming on my show next hour, via Twitter and other things, said that is totally inaccurate, that it was not a chop block, that it was a legal block because the two linemen were next to each other. I mean, does it bother you? I don't know if you've heard this, but does it bother you when you hear so many people talk about a penalty that should have been called, and as it turns out, they're wrong? It should not have been a penalty, but yet a lot of people have been talking about since the end of the game?
You know, I really don't. I don't really concern myself with things that are set out there. We're trying to do the best we can to win football games, and we're trying to control the things that we can control. And so that's what we do. We go out and we coach football the right way. We play football the right way, and we try to win football games.
Coach, final thing for you. You and I have talked about the process of a new coaching staff coming together and all getting on the same page, and when the game starts, all knowing what each other's thinking and doing. Is that process there yet? I mean, are you very comfortable with everything that's going on with your coaching staff once the game starts?
Well, it's a two-part question. I'm very comfortable with the coaching staff and what we're doing. Are we still learning each other? I think all of us are learning each other still, and this will be a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And you know, as different situations come up within each game, we'll learn more about each other. But we continue to get better as a coaching staff, and we continue to get better as a team, as a group of players.
Well, I know one thing, Coach. Your 40th birthday weekend probably couldn't get much better than just than what we just had, right? I mean, you only turn 40 once, man. It's a big, big birthday. And to come back from that yesterday, you got everything you needed right there, correct?
Yeah, that's a pretty good birthday present.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much.
Okay, Grant, take care.
Yep, Coach Allen turning 40 on Saturday. And let me tell you, that is a big birthday. You go 30, 40, 50. And, boy, to come from behind and win the way he did yesterday, that was very, very impressive. So we thanks Coach Allen for coming on. If you want to chime in with phone calls, you can do so at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Still coming on the show today, Carlos Rogers of the 49ers, Mike Pereira of Fox. We had Adam Kaplan on earlier, Sam Shane on earlier, and you just heard from the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, here on 1140 The Fan. We'll be right back. This is the Grant Napier Show on The Fan.